As winter becomes spring and snow turns to rain, North Simcoe residents are turning to ways of keeping their properties undamaged from seasonal hazards such as falling ice and groundwater flooding. This winter was a harsh one for excess snowfall, and heads of Midland departments were asked by Midland Today about ways to keep residents safe while mitigating any potential damages which could be incurred by the changing weather. For those rooftops which haven't had snow melted as of yet, Chief Building Official Mike Campitelli recommended that residents attempting to remove snow at ground level should either use a roof rake or hire a professional for the job. Roof vents should be cleared, and ice dams and icicles removed. Structural damage of roofs can occur when the weight of snow is too great, Campitelli added. Typically, if the snow is 2 to 3 feet, it should be cleared from roofs. Snow and ice falling from upper roofs onto lower roofs can also cause damage. Above entrances and walkways should be cleared to prevent injury to people below. Richard Renault, Midland's fire chief and emergency services director, agreed. Falling ice can injure residents and cause damage to structures including windows, gas meters and hydrometers. Where possible, clear ice in a controlled manner before it falls on its own. As the snow melts, Executive Director of Infrastructure Management and Town Engineer Mitch Sobel advised residents to ensure runoff water pathways are established around their homes and properties to get water away from the homes. During the melt, Public Works staff will be working to open up access to drainage inlets so that the runoff water goes where it needs to go, and staff will continuously monitor known issue areas, said Sobel. However, North Simcoe residents not on municipal services and who rely on septic systems and sump pumps face different challenges, which Midland officials are keen to address. Environmental Services Director Andre Pepin stated that ensuring proper function of sump pumps along with consideration to install a battery backup would aid in mitigating potential flooding. Having your sump pump properly piped to allow the water to get away from the house is key, and it should never be piped to the sanitary sewer system, said Pepin. Ensure the septic system is regularly inspected and pumped. A well-maintained system is less likely to fail during flooding. Ensure any openings are properly sealed.